The other thing about fertility that we've heard about, and I'm curious whether you do this strategy, is using an LHRH agonist. So to suppress the ovaries, obviously not related to the tumor. That is a strategy. It's been described. What do you think about it? Do you use it? Did you offer it to this lady?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's data. It's funny because I really have four things that I make sure I've covered, you know, so the germline testing, which often has been done before I see a patient, fertility in terms of egg harvesting, the use of GnRH agonists, and then scalp cooling for hair loss. So the GnRH agonists, you know, it's an interesting area. I think it makes theoretic sense to us that if you shut down the activity of the ovaries, that you might reduce the amount of toxicity from chemotherapy in some ways, similar to what we do with scalp cooling, where you actually use something that, you know, may reduce metabolism. I know that some fertility experts don't believe that, but others very strongly believe in it. We have the POEM study. But the problem with all these studies is no matter what you do, and that was really a Herculean effort, is that you always have smaller numbers than you intended, which was true of POEMs. And then, you know, people relapse with cancer, they decide not to get pregnant, they have other issues with their partner, you know, so you can't just like randomize to having babies or not, you know. So there is some data that suggests it doesn't do anything and other data that suggests that if you give the GnRH agonist, you can help preserve ovarian function. The downside of using these drugs, they're generally approved by insurance. So in the U.S., it's not a financial issue for our patients. The downside is that, you know, you do have the immediate menopause to deal with, along with the psychological trauma of breast cancer starting chemotherapy, whereas the ovarian suppression that occurs from chemotherapy is slower, and it's a little bit easier to adjust to. So when I tell women that we're going to, you know, this is an option for treatment, and I have to say everybody who's young says they want to use GnRH agonists with very few exceptions, I do tell them that the side effects, the menopause side effects, are going to be a little stronger than if they didn't use the GnRH agonist. But I do use them routinely. So that's another thing we put in for authorization.